At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You got to protect your eggs. That's what you have to do. Egg prices keep going up, and they're going to continue going up, and it's all because of the bird flu, for real. There's a sign up in my grocery store right now, and it says, egg price update. Egg supplies have been affected because of the continuing bird flu outbreaks. This has led to cost increase from our suppliers. We apologize for the inconvenience.
It's scary. It's sad. But here's the thing. If you got eggs in your house, you got to make sure that you're getting the most of them, which means no cracked suckus.
And that's why we decided to do the egg drop experiment. You may remember this from when you were in school. It's when you would kind of build a trap to keep your eggs and then drop it from a high height and make sure they don't bust. Mm-hmm. Here's the science lady talking about it.
The egg drop challenge involves a raw egg and household materials. Your child's task is to create a device that will protect the egg from cracking when it's dropped from a tall height.
But we're all adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing that right now.
Yeah.
And it's crucial.
All right. So Raven, producer Julie, producer Justin, she continues. How do you make these contraptions?
Some objects you could use to protect your eggs are tissue boxes, paper, tape, straws, and plastic cups.
Julie, what did you use to make your contraption?
I used an Amazon box with some spray foam and wrapping paper, like the tissue wrap stuff. So, and I cut a little hole out for the egg so it has a nice little bed in the spray foam.
Oh.
Here's the thing. Her box is sealed, so we have no idea till it opens up whether it's made it through the experiment or not. Mm-hmm. So, Julie, would you like to go ahead and climb the ladder?
Now, here I go.
Here in the studio, we have a 6-foot ladder.
Yeah.
And we're all going to take turns climbing to the top and dropping our contraptions off to see which egg will survive.
To be fair, let's make sure that we drop it from the height from the top of the ladder, please.
I feel Thank like, you. Don't they kids usually do this from like the roof or upstairs window?
Well, I don't know. We don't have access to the roof, so we're just going to do it this way. All right. Are you? No.
Higher.
Right
higher.
There. No, for the top of the ladder.
Okay. Yeah, right there.
Right there. Right. There you go.
Drop That's... it. Woo!
Oh, I don't have high hopes.
I heard a crack.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing is we also should reveal that two of us have not brought actual eggs, so we're looking to recycle eggs.
Hey, let me, you know, I just want to point out.
Yes!
The egg has stayed intact.
I can't believe it. It made it.
Oh, nice
job,
Julie.
All right, that's my egg for the second round.
Yeah, Raven and producer Justin didn't actually bring eggs because, as usual, boys don't pay attention in meetings.
We thought they were going to bring the eggs. Mm. We thought there was a purchase of eggs
going
on. Why?
Because we're girls. That's why.
All right. Yeah. Anna, get up there.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's see what you got.
I used one of the Danimals pouch, like the boxes that the yogurt pouches come in.
Yeah.
I used tape to seal up all the holes to make sure no air would get in there. And then
air.
I didn't want any air to get in the holes.
Yeah, good
so
idea.
So I sealed it up with tape. And then I filled it with popcorn. So there's popcorn in there.
Oh, that is a good idea,
that's
though.
Smart.
Let's see.
That's why I smell it, too. I smell the popcorn.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't think the spray foam was going to work, but the popcorn smells good.
All right,
here we go. Here we go. Drop it.
I don't know.
The popcorn was a good idea,
that popcorn
though.
Popcorn was coming out of that box, I think.
Don't rip it. So what are you going to do? You're going to shake it out.
Did it break?
Did it break?
You forgot to get the tarp.
No. All right.
So did the egg survive before you shook out the popcorn?
Results of that coming
Mine
up
survived.
In a minute, and the second round of the egg drop happening next.
The egg drop challenge involves a raw egg and household materials. Your child's task is to create a device that will protect the egg from cracking when it's dropped from a tall height.
Except we're grown-ups that are going to do the egg drop experiment.
I mean, we've already really begun at this point.
It's
Julie,
true.
Commendations on you. Great job there with the spray foam. I was surprised. I thought that stiffens up, Anna. I didn't think it was going to work very well, but it did.
It held true in second grade. It still holds true.
Congratulations, producer Julie. You've done a fantastic job.
It was 10 minutes ago for her.
Egg prices have been rising all over the country because of the bird flu. So we want to protect your eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Old school style. The egg drop experiment. Mine broke. But mine broke because I was aggressively shaking, trying trying to get the popcorn out, which was stupid.
Why were you doing that? You had an egg in a box padded by popcorn. I think you made the drop successful, but then when you open it up to prove it with the egg, why get so excited?
I don't know, I was overly excited. Okay. What did you make? What's yours?
All right. This is following up on the concept of an inner and an outer core here, Anna. So I have an inner core where the egg is actually sealed in between two cups with Kirkland Signature toilet paper. And then it is inside another plastic tube here going to the top. You're shaking your head, Justin, producer Justin. I mean, this is how they would do things if they wanted it to be in space.
Space.
With toilet paper?
Yes.
Yeah. Kirkland.
Well, not with toilet paper.
Kirkland toilet paper.
Well, if they were going to use toilet paper, Kirkland's a good choice.
The Costco one. All right, go drop it.
We're ready to figure out whether or not it works.
Go drop it. Listen, here's a tip. Don't shake it when you're done. Also, we were supposed to put down a tarp, but we don't know where the tarps are, so we didn't, and now there's a problem. All right, ready?
Here he goes.
Ooh. Oh, it opened! The toilet paper fell out!
Oh, no.
How does toilet paper fall out of a sealed container?
I don't know. How does that work?
Here, hold on,
I have good feelings.
Hold on.
You better not have cracked that egg. It's our only egg left. Did it survive? Let me see the toilet
paper. It
looks
secure.
I need scissors. All right, open it with scissors. Be careful. Don't get too excited like I did.
Stand over a countertop.
Here we go. Big reveal.
Big reveal. I'm ready for it.
There's nothing oozing.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Look at this guy.
Look at
that. Pass the egg, please.
All right.
Don't
now
drop it.
Justin, tell us about your contraption.
Okay, so I also have an inner and outer mode going on here. I have a small tissue box that I have loaded up with some packing material, the mesh kind of...
the brown mesh, yeah.
Brown mesh material.
Would you like some Kirkland toilet paper?
I put a small Ziploc bag around my egg so that even in the event of a breakage, it's not going to leak all over the floor.
That was smart. Yeah, we should have thought of that. Why didn't everybody think of that?
And
around the outside of my tissue box, I have six inflated balloons.
So it reminds me of the JPL landing of the Mars rover, where it, you know, rolls down the side of a mountainside after being dropped from a spaceship.
Off the air, Julie said, looks like the coronavirus.
Yeah. No, the Ebola
like a model.
Virus.
Right.
The
Ebola.
Oh, I didn't know the viruses had different things. That's how you know she just went to college.
How can I rewrap all this toilet paper, by the way? I don't want to be wasteful. All right, Justin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, drop it. Drop the balloon contraption.
Oh, it kind of floated.
Oh, it bounced.
Oh.
It bounced.
Oh, it did.
It bounced.
It floated a little.
That was really cool.
All right, big reveal. Inside.
Ooh, I don't know.
Nice and easy.
Slow.
Ooh,
it made it!
Yay!
Amazing.
Wow.
Congratulations, Justin. Mine was the only one that broke, and it's because I got too aggressive, which kind of makes sense.
No eggs for you.
No eggs.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.